Hey, it's the Pete here for the Pete Podcast and thepete.com. Oh, boy. So I had initially planned to talk about how society generally betrays us, I guess, in the large scheme. That's what I had been planning to talk about. I don't know why I said I guess there, because that is definitely what I was talking about, what I was going to do. I'm not going to, because yesterday we discovered that the Nightly Show is canceled. And Comedy Central is super lame for doing this. I do not understand it. I'm very disappointed and saddened. I you know, for years, or not years, because they haven't been around for years, but they've been around for over a year. I went to one of their first tapings back in 15, and I was just proud to be there, you know. I was proud of Comedy Central for putting, you know, them on TV in the first place. I was and many times over this past year and year plus that The Nightly Show has been on, I remember thinking to myself, you know, man, this is so cool that they allow all these black people to be on TV working on a single show together. And it's just, you know, and I just thought, this is awesome. This is great. We're hearing from, you know, this community, and it's not just black people, but it's, you know, there's a Puerto Rican guy on there, and white guy, and some other, I'm sure there are other white writers that are never on camera, but generally speaking, it is a, you know, I mean, it's just, I can't think of a show that I know of that had as many black people on it that wasn't a drama starring black people, you know. I mean, even Dave Chappelle, I think his co-writer was a white guy. So so it was just, it's just been really cool seeing so many faces that don't look like me writing TV and funny TV. I mean, sure, they're not Colbert, but that, come on, let's be fair. That's a really tough act to follow. Stephen Colbert is an amazingly talented guy. And that's not to say that Larry Wilmore and his staff are not equally talented in other ways, but they're not they're not talented in obvious ways that, you know, immediately make you laugh your ass off because they're just being so outrageous in a really clever, funny way. They are nuanced, you know, subtle writers in other ways, and they maybe don't hit you over the head with their jokes the way Colbert does. And I just think it's a real shame that Comedy Central is worried about ratings when they've got this, you know, The Daily Show lead in followed by At Midnight. You know, it's like, why can't you have a weaker show ratings wise, weaker show in between those two? I mean, do you hemorrhage that many viewers? I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine why people would not want to watch The Nightly Show, unless they're just hideously racist. Even if they're not, you know, cracker boys from the South or whatever, I still feel like if you don't want to watch The Nightly Show, or if you don't find it amusing, funny, or important, I can't understand why you would feel that way. You know, and what other show talks about the stuff that Nightly Show does? I mean, tell me, because I want to go watch it now that Nightly Show is going to end at the end of this week. You know, you know, it's like when Colbert left Comedy Central for The Late Show on CBS, I remember thinking, oh, no, another white guy in late night? This sucks. We don't need another white guy in late night, you know? We need fewer white guys in late night. You know, it's like Arsenio Hall, I guess, had a show. I don't even know if he still has a show or what. But, like, he's, you know, lost in cable someplace. And he's funny, but like, okay, so, you know, even if he is still on TV, that's one black guy in late night, right? So here on, and then we, you know, with The Nightly Show, we've got a bunch of black, not just men, but women too. And it's like, I, you know, that you can't say about any other show, I don't think. Not late night shows anyway. You know, and so it just seems like they're just Comedy Central is really doing its viewers and frankly American culture a disservice by canceling the nightly show. I mean, I have a hard time thinking of this as anything but racist. You know, I mean, because there's so many shows that people will sit through that are just beyond stupid. And, you know, but because there are a bunch of white people in them, they will do it anyway. They will watch it, even though it's stupid. And, you know, I mean, I won't. I'll turn off any show I think is stupid. But it's just frustrating because, you know, it's like I'll be surprised if Trevor Noah makes it, you know, 2 years as host of the Daily Show. Because, you know, this kind of treatment, it's like, you know, and come on, Comedy Central is not exactly a bastion of quality television. You know, it's like the Daily Show is the most important show they've ever had. You know, and Colbert was brilliant for while it was on, but they couldn't offer him enough money to keep him there, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, the point is, this late night block of TV, you know, is important. And now we won't be able to hear from a certain section of our culture, of our citizenry, because essentially Comedy Central doesn't want to give some black folks a break, doesn't want to, you know, just keep supporting them until they can find their audience, until they can hang in there long enough for people to go, hey, maybe, you know, a black late night show is worth watching, because America is still racist and we need to be trained, we need to be educated to understand that it's not a black late night show, actually. It's a late night show with black people in it and black people behind the scenes. And they have just as much a right, or they deserve just as much a chance to work in late night as anybody else. And again, I just feel like this is racism, you know? I mean, cause how many African-Americans get a shot in the first place at it? How many African-Americans are in a position, can get themselves to a position where they can, you know, headline a late night show? How many, you know, I mean, what is it like Arsenio and Bernie Mac and that's it? And isn't Bernie Mac dead? I think he's dead. Yeah. So, oh no, it wasn't Bernie Mac. It was Bernie Mac, wasn't it? No, there's another black guy as well, I think, who had a late night show. But anyway, I apologize for not having all my facts, but you get my sentiment, if nothing else. You know, and if you're not watching it, if you're not watching the nightly show, you missed your chance, basically. You've got the rest of this week, because they are done on, let's see, the 18th is their last night of August 2016, and that's just a real shame. But if you are watching, then good for you. If you have watched it and didn't think it was that funny, well, you probably should have stuck with it, you know. Give the brothers and sisters a chance, right? I'm so white. You know, and I think, because I think we owe it to a certain degree to African Americans and people of color in general, because of how our society has been so white focused for so long. You know, I mean, television hasn't quite been around 100 years, but you know, how many shows have been headlined by people of color? You know, you could probably count them on, you know, one or possibly two hands. And that's a real shame, because they are much more influential on our culture overall. And, you know, I just so much racism. Anyway, well, thank you very much for listening. Next week, I will try to remember to talk about how society has betrayed all of us, not just people of color. But I just had to get all that off my chest. I mean, it's a real shame. RIP Nightly Show. You will be missed. Thank you very much for listening to the Pete Podcast. This has been the Pete. from thepete.com, and please read ballpointadventures.com. Thank you very much.